Evie shot to fame when she was on Gogglebox with her best mate, Angie, who is now the Bachelorette. So it makes sense that she would be helping out her bestie when it comes to finding love. And she is, in fact, her fairy godmother.
Angie!
Evie! Is that you?
I'm going to make your dreams come true.
She's also on The Bachelorette tonight to help out her best mate, and she joins us right now. Evie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to make your dreams come true, Gabby.
You already have, just by talking to me right now.
Evie, I got to ask, is it weird for you to see Angie all dolled up and, like, made up as a Bachelorette and stuff? Because, like, it is for me as a viewer of Gogglebox. I'm so used to the tracky dacks and the Ugg boots.
Yep.
Is this a different side of her that you're seeing?
Definitely a different side of her. Like, well, I was just FaceTiming with her the other night and she was looking back like her daggy self, and I was like, phew, it's still there, thank God. But she was banging last night with the fringe and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wasn't she?
She's always been a bit of a glamour. When she can do herself like that, but having hair and makeup done every day, you start to think, did I wake up like being here? But it is weird watching her being so glamorous. It's actually even weirder watching her passion all these men. And I'm kind of getting used to it now. So I've never seen her kiss anyone before. But yeah.
Except for the dogs, of course, on the couch when they lick her face.
Well, that's all I've ever been used to. We're big dog pashers from way back. Seeing her kiss a dude is quite weird. I feel like she's betraying us somehow.
Does it feel weird watching it, though, as well? Because you've always been the commentators of these kind of shows, and now you're watching your best mate do it. Like, is it hard to not sit there and go, blah, 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 whenever she kisses someone?
Well, I've been doing Instagram Lives, if you ever want to jump on and watch with me. But I think you guys are an hour behind, so everyone in Queensland doesn't watch my live because I've ruined things.
Yeah, stop spoiling it.
I know, no. But you can always... I am literally on the couch watching it, going...
Well, I'm with Evie Jones. You know her from Gogglebox, and she's Angie, the Bachelorette's fairy godmother / best mate. We did want to ask you while you're on the phone. We're doing a thing here at the radio station at the moment called Backseat Dating, where we're putting couples up for, like, blind dates in the backseat of a car. So they've never seen each other.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in the backseat of a car. They're there on a date. They're going to compete and answer some questions and stuff to win some money. We wanted to
That's a very small space.
Oh, yes, it is. And it's a very...
I like your style.
The smaller the space, the more awkward it gets. That's why
There's no bathroom to escape to, Evie, if the date's not going well.
No.
But you're giving advice to Angie on The Bachelorette, so we thought maybe you'd have some advice for our backseat daters.
Yeah, absolutely. My advice is don't fart unless you don't like them, and then let it rip and get the hell out of it.
Oh, that's the best advice I've ever heard. As soon as you say split, let rip, get out.
You know what you do?
Only if
you split and rip. That's what you do.
Split and rip.
Split and rip. That's it.
The advice from Evie. Oh, that's
and
the best.
Try to make it a silent but violent.
Okay, silent but violent, split and rip, silent but violent.
Silent but violent.
These are great tips.
Yeah.
I got asked though, Evie, what if the date's going well and you like the person? I mean, what's your play there?
Hold that little sucker in and hope for the best, and then give him a kiss. Just say you brushed your teeth and it's time for a kiss. Just like Angie did last night. I love that line.
That was
gold. I brushed my teeth, so I think we should kiss.
Brilliant.
That's the best way to get a kiss out, is that one,
good.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And guys, can I just say that I'm judging a competition for
yes.
a brand new lounge.
We want to talk to you about this. Yeah, tell us
good.
About it. So it's Australia's scariest sofa swap.
Yeah, this is the best. Do you know Australians hardly ever get new couches? Like, how many times have you changed your couch?
Not many.
I just got a new one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just got a new one as well from Fantastic Furniture. Ended up them saying, do you want to judge this competition to give away a new couch? So people need to go on to any socials and tell us the most scary story of what you found in your lounge. And there's already been some really awful shockers like maggots, dead rats, things like that. I thought we were just going to hear about TV remotes.
Yeah, and $2 coins, yeah.
And $2 coins.
Imagine maggots crawling out of there.
Fantastic Furniture are giving people a new lounge. So I really want people to win this. So please go on. Tell us about your scary sofa swap story.
You can find out more info. I did at fantasticfurniture.com.au for Australia's scariest sofa swap. For now, we love this woman. Thank you so much for your advice for our backseat daters. Evie Jones, we'll see you on The Bachelorette tonight, okay?
Yes, watch tonight. Thanks for having me, guys.